two bombs detonated minutes apart in the city of Algiers today. They exploded near the United Nations complex and Algeria's Constitutional Council. There are differing reports of the death toll, but it's clear that dozens have been killed, including some employees of the UN. The North African wing of Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the bombs in a web posting. Algeria fought a long and brutal civil war against Islamist militants in the 1990s, but it has been calmer in recent years. Today's bombing was the first major attack on the capital in 9 months. Earlier, I spoke with William McLean of Reuters News Agency in Algiers.
The first bomb went off in the Benaknoun area near the Constitutional Council, and it shook the hilltop section of the city. Within seconds, there was car sirens and people were running through the streets shouting and looking for information about what happened. And within, I would say, 1 or 2 minutes, there was a second explosion, this time in the Hidra area where the UN offices are located. And again, a powerful car bomb exploded in a fairly confined street, ripping the facade off a couple of buildings, one of which is a UN office, and burying several people in rubble.
What do people there make of targeting the United Nations complex in Algiers, if indeed that was the target of the second explosion? Is that a typical target for the Salafists or Al-Qaeda in North Africa as they are today?
Well, in the sense that it's a foreign entity, then yes, it does fit into that pattern. And that is in line with a decree, if you will, by Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who called in September for North Africa's Muslims to cleanse their lands of Spaniards and French. And there have been similar anti-foreigner and anti-UN statements by Al-Qaeda's leaders in recent years. But having said that, the UN itself is not really a major player in the Algerian society, and certainly not a player in Algerian politics.
Now, when you speak of Al-Qaeda in North Africa, this is what I gather the older Islamist group in Algeria has, how it has restyled itself as Al-Qaeda in North Africa. Is that correct?
That's right. Late in 2006, the group for Salafist Preaching and Combat, which was the most active of the militant armed groups in Algeria, pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda, and in early 2007 it renamed itself or rebranded itself as Al-Qaeda Organization in the Lands of the Islamic Maghreb. And very soon after that, they became a lot more active. 2007 has been a busy year for the security services, and it's been a bloody year for the country.
And reaction from the military government, or from other Algerians for that matter?
The government has condemned it. Algerians on the streets today are extremely angry and worried. Everyone, including government officials, will concede that this problem clearly has not been fixed completely yet. And the armed groups, although they're numerically much diminished these days from the days of the 1990s when there were tens of thousands of Islamic fighters in the hills, they are bold, and they seem to make up in boldness what they lack in numerical strength.
Bill McLean of Reuters in Algiers, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.